Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
Indeed, let's hope they never come for you. That's Inner Circle with Bad Boys, which of course means it is time to catch up with the police. And joining us this morning is Detective Senior Sergeant Paul Shortus. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Terry. How are you going?
Very well.
That's away.
A bit brisk out there this morning.
Very cold, isn't it?
It really is. Must be the coldest day of the year so far, I think.
I'd say so. I've just come back from Cairns and it was nice and warm up there.
Bit of a contrast.
Yes.
Okay, so back to work.
Back this week, yes.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And you've got a couple of things you need to let us know about?
I do. Shepparton Police, we're holding what we call a ComSafe meeting, which is a community meeting, and it's going to be held on Tuesday the 24th of May at the Quality Hotel, Park Lake in Shepparton. On that day, there'll be some high-ranking executive command officers, including Deputy Commissioner Rick Nugent, and we're in Eastern Region, and our Assistant Commissioner, who's the highest-ranking officer in this area, Tony Langdon, will be attending this meeting, along with local managers as well. And what we're asking for is members of the public to attend. They have to register first, but to attend, and we're hoping they can come along and, I guess, tell these police officers how they feel about crime in, I guess, the Shepparton area, and it's their opportunity to speak about drugs, family violence, road traffic policing as well, and it gives the members of the public a real opportunity to say and ask questions in relation to these type of themes. Not very often do members of the public get to speak to these high-ranking people, so yeah, it's a great opportunity for them to come along. Tomorrow, being Saturday, on the Shepparton iWatch page, there'll be a link there for people to click on and register if they would like to attend.
May 24.
That's correct.
What day of the week is that?
That's on a Tuesday, and it'll be held between 12 and 3:30 p.m.
Okay. Is this? I guess this is happening around the place, not just here.
Well, we're actually one of the lucky ones. This hasn't happened in Shepparton, I believe, for about 5 to 10 years. And they only hold a couple around the state a year, so it's Shepparton's turn this time.
So I'd imagine really good idea for different communities to maybe send a representative.
Exactly right. There will be some people invited from our partners, but basically we want as many people of the public to attend as possible to get a range of views.
Maybe different ethnic groups and that feel like they don't have those connections maybe.
Yeah, exactly right, yep. Obviously, we're inviting a lot of those stakeholders as well, because we have daily contact with them as well.
And what does this result in the end?
Well, I guess, one, it lets local police know how members of the public are feeling or issues they've got, and hopefully we can address those issues. But also, it gives an opportunity, I guess, for the high managers in Victoria Police to see how the community or what they think of the local police here and what needs to be addressed and fixed.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're not out walking the beat, are they?
That's correct. Yeah, that's right.
So they don't get that feedback all the time.
Exactly. And on a similar theme, there's also, at the moment, the Victoria Police Community Sentiment Survey. This gets put out every year. And, again, it allows the public to, on this survey, talk about different themes in relation to, again, drugs, alcohol, family violence, et cetera, to name a few. But it also allows the public to tell us how they feel about their safety in a range of settings. Maybe during daylight hours compared to night around here in Shepparton, also around their safety in shopping centres, public transport, streets and parks, etc. So it's a good opportunity for people to click on this link, which will be also put on iWatch tomorrow, or even Google the annual Victoria Police Community Sentiment Survey, and they can let us know how they feel in relation to safety around Shepparton.
I think that you would get fair bit of feedback saying that's very different at night.
Yeah, that's right. But that's what we want to know. And hopefully by the community telling us that, we can probably go to executive command and say we need more, maybe potentially more police in the area, or we at a local level have to address maybe the way we patrol and different things as well, so we can make things safer, if that's what the community believe.
Okay. Is there anything else you need to let us know about in the detectives area, or otherwise I can ask you about some of these iWatch posts happening at the moment?
Yeah, look, crime seems to be going very good at the moment in Shepparton, and as in it's right down at the moment. Last week we had a series, though, of sheds were broken into in backyards. In all cases, the sheds weren't locked. and the offenders gained access to the rear yard. So it's important probably just for remind people to, if they've got gates leading into their backyards, to make sure they've got locks on those gates, and even your sheds, to lock them up as well. You might think they're secure because they're in the rear of your house, but thieves do target these sheds.
There's a couple of posts in relation to alcohol theft.
I see that. I think there's about three on there at the moment, two males and a female. Over the last, since I think February, have stolen alcohol from various outlets, and we're just asking members if they can identify the people from the iWatch page to contact Shepparton Police or Crime Stoppers.
Can you explain this to me? Maybe all the time, almost every other day on iWatch, we see missing persons and then they turn up. What's that about?
All right. Well, I guess we have a range of missing persons. Some we have missing children, which we take seriously, and we have to try to locate them and make sure they're safe. Other times we have missing persons. Potentially, maybe they've threatened suicide or different things as well, and they're reported missing. So we obviously take that very seriously as well and try to locate those people to make sure they're safe as well.
It's really disturbing to see all these teenagers going missing all the time, and I mean, thankfully, it turns out mostly to be, I don't know, some petulant kid running off and then coming back. But gee, it happens a lot.
It does. A lot of children also are in residential care, so they're living out of home. And when they go missing, there's, I guess, legislation, there's mandatory reporting that they have to come to the police and say that they're missing at the moment.
I see on iWatch there's an item about a stolen portable toilet.
I saw that. That happened, I think, from late March over a two-week period to middle of April.
I mean, who? I mean, what?
Well, I guess they're used on building sites, so potentially, like, they're obviously builders have to rent them.
I suppose.
So potentially somebody might have saw that as an opportunity, but I also know a lot of people take them out the river and that as well now, so potentially they might have taken that.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know, a toilet. You've still got to do all the stuff to clean it out and,
I guess it was leading into Easter, though, so potentially someone did take it out the river and they probably just left it there, but hopefully someone will come across it soon.
Anything else you need to let us know about?
In early April, the Shepparton CIU members, we became a dedicated workplace location, which allows us to do roadside drug testing. And we're the only detectives in the state who have that power now and that authority. So you'll find that around Shepparton, the detectives will be intercepting drivers, and if they believe that maybe a driver is affected by drugs, they'll be conducting roadside drug testing on them.
Can you explain that to me? Because, I mean, obviously we've often had drug testing in our area. Was that, you know, some special unit coming from outside to do that?
Yes, they have, I guess, all highway patrol members, once they're qualified, that generally speaking, they're the only ones who can conduct these roadside drug testing. And then obviously we have the booze bus and the drug testing bus that comes up as well, and they're qualified as well. But outside those, unfortunately, divisional band member can't just come and road test a person. They'd have to call down a highway patrol person, or now potentially a detective as well. We can do that as well.
So that would obviously mean that people, officers in unmarked vehicles are able to do, like, I mean, obviously, usually they're sort of flashing lights, dancing girls, you know, we're doing drug testing, and this is a little bit more, I suppose, clandestine, would it be?
Well, I guess not clandestine, but I guess
maybe
we can.
Not the right word.
Yeah, police,
you know,
have
what
the,
I mean.
Police have the right to pull over any vehicle, I guess, and check the registration, a license of the driver, and also, I guess, now the detectives in the area have the right as well. If they believe somebody's worthy of a drug test, they can conduct a drug test on that person as well.
I guess what that means is more drug testing.
Exactly right, which is a good thing, because I think it makes the community safer.
Yeah, we don't want to think about people being under the influence of drugs behind the wheel, do we?
That's correct, yes.
So how come you guys got this special feather in your cap?
We were part of a pilot program over about an 18-month period. We found it very effective, and we applied, and I guess Executive Command agreed and said yes, no, that Shepparton detectives were all qualified anyway, and it's been successful, so we'll allow it to continue.
All right. Anything else you need to let us know about?
Oh, I think that's about all, Terry.
Back to the office today?
I am, yes.
Working on many things?
Yes, we've got some renovations ongoing at the moment as well, so it's a bit of a mess, our office, at the moment.
Okay, improving facilities?
Yes, they are, yep.
That's good. All right, well, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming out on this cold morning. I do appreciate it, and I'm sure we will catch up with you again before too long.
Thanks, Terry. Have a good day.
Hi, I'm Rob Priestley, independent candidate for Nichols. I want to make sure the Goulburn Valley gets a better deal from government. That means our fair share of investment and the services we need. We have huge potential, but can't fulfil our potential without a government that is interested in this region. Help me get the government's attention on the Goulburn Valley and get its priorities right. We've been taken for granted for too long. Let's change that by sending a message to Canberra. You can do that by voting one for a local that's putting our community first, not a party.
Authorised by Rob Priestley, Huggard Drive, Maroubna.
1FM sponsor.
Wake up to sleep at 40 winks. Our exclusive bed match system takes the confusion out of buying a bed. And right now, you can get any size mattress for the price of a single. That's a queen, king, or even a super king mattress for the price of a single on a range of leading brand mattresses. Get any size mattress for the price of a single. But be quick, it's on for a limited time only.
At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
Across our area, it's not uncommon for slow-moving, large, oversized farm machinery to be on the roads. Farmers may be moving their equipment from one paddock to another, or heavy vehicles may be transporting large machinery around the region. Please be patient when passing these vehicles. Slow down and move to the left of the road to allow them to pass you safely. If you need to overtake, be patient. Wait until you have a good, clear view of the road ahead, and when it's safe, proceed with caution. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
And that was the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening as always.